For an insider perspective, we're going to go now to the NovaCare Complex Auditorium, where Dave Spadaro is standing by. So, Spuds, the Eagles add more competition to the cornerback group, bringing in Rasul Douglas. Your thoughts?
Interesting reaction upstairs when the Eagles gathered all the scouts, gathered all the coaches, made sure that Corey Unlin, the cornerback's coach, Brian Dawkins, all were in the room when Howie Roseman and Joe Douglas talked about it and made the decision and made the call and brought him in. Now, the production is what the Eagles are very excited about, the 8 interceptions last year. He can come in and play right away. And we might be looking right now at a day one, not only productive player, but a day one starter on this cornerback group. I think that will be the end of the cornerback run for the Eagles in this draft. They will, I believe, turn the attention to the offensive side of the ball tomorrow, particularly in the backfield. But for this day, they go with the cornerback position. One of those players, the long-range projection, and the second one here is the immediate impact player who could very well be a day one starter.
When you look at him, Spuds, any concern over the fact that he was somewhat of a late bloomer, not much production prior to last year, and he jumps on the scene and really has a fantastic senior year at West Virginia? Any concern about the lack of playing time at West Virginia?
Yeah, I think there's always that concern, but I think what the Eagles upstairs are saying is that now this is a young man who's got his best football in front of him, plagued early in his career by inconsistency and really just not applying himself as that talent would befit, came into his own last season, was extremely productive, and that's what the Eagles are looking at. They're looking at those 8 interceptions. They're looking at those long arms. They're looking at that long body. It's exactly the kind of matchup that Jim Schwartz wants on the outside. Now, he'll have trouble in short space against quick receivers. That's not going to be his role. His role is to be physical at the line of scrimmage, and to get those long arms in the way of the pass.
Spuds, how great is this? The Eagles helped the pass rush by getting Derek Barnett. Now some help in the secondary with Rasul Douglas and Sidney Jones. With those two cornerbacks, it sort of reminds me of 2002, when the Eagles got those two talented, outstanding corners, Leo Shepard, Sheldon Brown, allow them to grow and develop. It seems like the Eagles are trying to follow that same blueprint here, get two young guys in here who can hopefully grow and develop together.
Yeah, I really thought it was interesting parallels when, look, we've all looked at this thing from the day Doug Peterson got here. The first move the Eagles make, just like in 1999, getting the quarterback. In the 2000 draft, who did the Eagles take in the first round? A defensive lineman in Corey Simon. Same thing last night. And now they continue to address the defense. We wondered if this would be a defensive-heavy themed draft. It certainly is for the Philadelphia Eagles.